One of the country's most beloved concert pianists has died. Leon Fleischer died yesterday at the age of 92. He had cancer. Fleischer was at the height of his career in the mid-1960s when he suddenly lost the use of his right hand. NPR's Tom Heisinger has this appreciation.
In his memoir, Leon Fleischer said he couldn't remember a time when he wasn't playing the piano. He gave his first recital at age 8 and was just 16 when he debuted at Carnegie Hall with the New York Philharmonic. Conductor Pierre Monteux called Fleischer the pianistic find of the century. At 25, he recorded his first album.
Leon had this kind of Apollonian perfection.
Anne Majette co-authored Fleischer's memoir, titled My Nine Lives.
When you hear something that he's playing, you think that is the way it needs to be played. There's just this sense of completion about it. The Brahms First was his signature piece. It's that sound world of the German-speaking composers that was his heritage.
Fleischer was born in San Francisco in 1928. He began playing at age 4, and by the time he was 9, he was off to Europe to study. His mastery of the piano led to a golden career, but it all came to a halt when he was only 36. He was slated to tour the Soviet Union with the Cleveland Orchestra, but fingers on his right hand were mysteriously curling under. He couldn't control them. He was dismissed from the tour, began canceling performances, and, as he told NPR in 2000, slipped into a deep funk and despair.
Having spent 36, 37 years playing two hands and then to have it denied, for me, was an enormous blow.
Fleischer considered suicide. But he also tried everything to cure his hand, from hypnosis to carpal tunnel surgery. And then...
I suddenly came to a realization that my connection with music was greater than just as a two-handed piano player.
Fleischer increased his teaching, began conducting, and he played music written specifically for the left hand only.
I think it expanded him as a musician tremendously.
Anne Majette calls Fleischer the quintessential left-handed pianist, especially in pieces like Ravel's Concerto for the Left Hand. Although Fleischer accepted his condition, eventually diagnosed as focal dystonia, he never gave up hope. In the mid-1990s, after a series of deep tissue manipulations called Rolfing, the control over his fingers began to return. He took Botox injections, and little by little, Fleischer began performing with all 10 fingers. In 2004, he released an album simply titled Two Hands. Leon Fleischer never approached his former two-handed glory, but he did make a triumphant return to Carnegie Hall and was awarded a Kennedy Center honor in 2007. His story, Anne Majette says, is a potent lesson.
He leaves a legacy about overcoming adversity and about pushing through and about finding different ways to express yourself. That's a really great thing for young musicians to be exposed to.
Young musicians and all of us. Tom Heisinger, NPR News.